Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The third quarter of 2024 saw a big spike in shopping for both auto and property insurance. That according to a just-released report from TransUnion. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Patrick Foy, Senior Director of Strategic Planning for TransUnion's insurance business. Patrick, so glad you could join us today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here, John, and looking forward to our discussion.
Me as well. And Patrick, what were the key findings of the 2025 personal and commercial lines annual insurance outlook?
Yeah, you know, I think probably the most notable finding that we saw was the shopping trends have definitely reemerged over the last couple of quarters after kind of showing evidence of first calming down and some rate with when we saw the rate changes starting to work their way through the portfolios. But what we really think is driving activity now is an increase in shopping fueled by insurers' return to the market, most notably with the increase in marketing spend, particularly on the auto line of business, but also to a degree on the property line of business. So basically, overall, shopping is up 19% year over year for the most recent quarter of data that we have available in auto, and it's up around 16% on the property side. So both of these represent all-time records in shopping, and it's a significant acceleration from the previous quarter. So a little bit of a surprise for us from what we are seeing within our own data. But we think a lot of this, again, is fueled by the increase in shopping, the increase in advertising that we're seeing amongst insurers in the most recent quarter, most notably on the digital side of things.
Patrick, just for my own understanding, how do you define shopping? Is it somebody that clicks on a website, even though they might stay with their carrier, or does that mean somebody that clicks on a website and then moves from one carrier to another?
So the shopping really is a result of a basket of insurance inquiries that we capture within our credit data. So what we basically are looking at is we're actually looking at folks that are receiving a calculated rate from their insurers using that's in part based on credit-based insurance score data. So these are consumer inquiries, soft hits on a credit report that we're using to actually track. So it's not just clicks. It's actually somebody consciously requesting a rate irrespective of whether they're switching or not.
Got it. Okay. Thank you for that definition. Now, how does this differ from recent quarters?
So recent quarters, it had slowed down a little bit. We actually had seen like a low single digit increase within property in particular. And even within some of the property lines, tenants, for example, we actually saw a flat to maybe even a slight decrease in shopping in the second quarter. This is data as of the end of September, so third quarter data, and the numbers ratcheted up, and they're even, the variances are even as high or higher than what we saw in quarters earlier in the year and last year. So these are year-over-year changes. So you're already looking now at increases over numbers that were increases in prior years. So not only are we seeing increases, but we're also seeing the rate of change increasing. So this is probably, pretty unprecedented, right? We thought that we had reached a point to where, shopping couldn't continue to go up. Then as rate changes had started earning their way into the portfolios, we know insurers in particular have been focusing very heavily on profitability. And on the auto side in particular, that rate activity was starting to ease as insurers get closer to rate adequacy. But so we saw a leveling off of shopping in the previous quarters for both auto and property. But now we're seeing that acceleration, which we think, again, is being driven by increased advertising efforts and efforts by insurers to go back on offense to start growing their portfolios again. And that's really what we think is kind of the impetus. So it's kind of shifting the impact away from rate activity, at least on the auto side. And more towards, more concerted efforts on the parts of insurers to gain new business, right? As they feel more confident about their rate levels. Property side, I think is kind of in a way a little bit along for the ride, right? You know, these are a lot of multi-line insurers that are kind of taking on these increased advertising efforts because you know there's still a little bit more work to do on the properties on the profitability side for property insurers. But we're definitely seeing the shopping there as well, and the rate changes have been there all along, and those are continuing on property. But the big difference is the advertising spending.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
So were there any surprises as far as you were concerned, Patrick?
Yeah, I think certainly just the top line number was the big surprise for us. If we look into kind of peel layers off and start looking at the data one layer under, for instance, by generation or credit-based insurance score grouping, you know, which is kind of a proxy for kind of lifetime value, price elasticity, those types of things. You know, larger scores tend to be higher scores in the credit-based insurance score world tend to be a little bit less price sensitive. They're more inelastic. They actually have the biggest increases in terms of year-over-year change in shopping. Generationally, you know, the oldest generation, the boomers and the silents, those segments actually have the highest shopping year over year as well. And again, both of those kind of came as surprises. But again, that's a little bit of a pattern that we've seen for several quarters now, is that the traditionally most inelastic audiences are seeing more shopping. And that's actually, you know, again, occurring previously, so not totally unexpected, but the level of which it's occurring is probably unexpected.
So what do you think these trends are saying?
I think the trends are saying is that the most notable, you know, item here is that you're seeing you're now entering this cycle with more shopping, as now you have another factor that's kind of coming into play, and that's the advertising spending. Right. And I think it's our expectation that as the economy continues to get on more solid footing, insurers have, you know, by and large, kind of worked their way through the most recent inflationary cycle and gotten the profitability fundamentals in line, in particular in their auto books. We're just going to continue seeing an increased focus on profitable growth and a return to spending. So I'd be surprised if these deltas don't continue to, you know, kind of stay in the range that they're in, or maybe even increase with the increase in spending on advertising.
Yeah, I had to ask. So how do you think insurers should be reacting to the findings?
Yeah, I think, you know, certainly taking a look at your books and making sure that you're taking the necessary steps to protect your insurers that are, you know, being targeted by competitors, most notably around retention tactics, nurturing those customers, making sure you're doing your annual reviews, making sure you are being consultative about finding ways to save money. We know that even though most of those customers are shopping, not necessarily all of them are switching. Switching rates are about 40% right now in based on survey data that we're seeing, which is still higher than what it has traditionally been. But it shows that for a number of those customers, they're not necessarily either finding the rates they were hoping they would find in the market, so they decide to stay put, or their insurer is finding ways to save them money, either through higher deductibles, changing their coverages, or even trying to shift them over to other types of rate plans, like, for instance, usage-based insurance, telematics-type plans. So there are different ways that insurers are working to do that. And then I think the other option that they could pursue is continue cross-selling other coverages, adding more value, right? So adding cyber coverages, potentially seeing if they own a small business and offer and cross-selling small business insurance to them. And then, you know, you're kind of adding lines of defense by getting additional relationships with those customers and deepening those relationships.
Interesting. Well, Patrick, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. This was fascinating.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Thank you, John. And I'm looking forward to speaking with you again soon.
I as well. That was Patrick Foy, Senior Director of Strategic Planning for TransUnion's insurance business. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.